State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster says schools are always trying to raise student achievement and close achievement gaps.
And so I believe that local school districts in their communities are investigating all kinds of innovative or creative ways that they can ensure that bottom line of closing the gap in achievement and raising achievement for all students.
But to date, says Burmaster, districts haven't shown much interest in implementing single-sex classrooms. She says the Department of Public Instruction is leaving it up to individual school districts to decide if the new rules are useful. One of the few schools in the state trying the approach, Arrowhead Union High School in Heartland, currently offers three sections, girls, boys, and co-ed, of 9th grade English and 10th grade biology. Principal Greg Wachorek says after its first 9 weeks, the program is going well overall. But some say segregated classes are an overly simple solution to a complex problem. Dr. Margaret Finders is the director of the UW-La Crosse School of Education.
It's sort of the unwritten assumption or unspoken assumption is what's wrong with girls is boys, and what's wrong with boys is girls.
Finders says while single-sex classrooms may benefit certain classes or certain ages, they don't benefit students in the long run because boys and girls don't get the opportunity to learn how to work together. Meanwhile, Arrowhead High School Principal Wachorek says the school's pilot program will likely continue into the next academic year. And he says a number of other principals are curious to see what difference single-sex classes make. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.